And now, I want you to find a spot where you can sit back and relax. And as you sit there comfortably, sinking down into your chair or your bed, as you begin to relax your body, you can just turn your attention to your breathing, taking a good deep breath, hold it in, and allow your eyelids to fall gently shut as you let go of that breath. And as you notice your breathing relaxing, finding a more soothing rhythm, you can just allow the rest of the body to relax, all those muscles becoming completely limp and slack, just like a rag doll. And as you enjoy the feeling of relaxation spreading through your body, turning your attention to your eyes, knowing that for the time being you can relax your eyes so wonderfully and deeply that so long as they remain relaxed, they won't want to open. Those eyelids so tired and heavy that they just won't lift up at all. Just like they're becoming tightly glued together, if you can imagine that. In fact, the more you try to see if you can open them, the more tightly glued together they become. Now try and see if you can open those heavy eyelids just a tiny little bit. Good. And just relax now. You don't need to struggle anymore to open them. As you let go, just allowing that wonderful sense of deep relaxation to spread from your eyes down through the rest of your body. And as you experience those subtle feelings of deep physical relaxation, deepening and deepening, so your mind is relaxing, unwinding, enjoying a pleasant hypnotic trance. In a moment, to begin really deepening that trance, we can gently open and close the eyes. As I count to three, you will open your eyes just for a moment, feeling a wave of deep relaxation enveloping your body and your mind as you do so. Beginning now, 1, 2, and 3. Lifting those heavy eyelids. And 3, 2, 1. Letting them fall shut once again. Relaxing twice as deeply. 10 times as deeply. 1, 2, 3. Lifting those heavy eyelids. And 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, lifting those heavy eyelids, and 3, 2, 1, letting them fall shut once again. Relaxing twice as deeply, 10 times as deeply, and one last time, 1, 2, 3, opening those heavy eyelids, and 3, 2, 1. Closing those eyelids and relaxing twice as deeply, 10 times as deeply. Now that your body is so deeply and so profoundly relaxed, you can allow your mind to enjoy an even deeper level of trance. In a moment, begin counting down from 100, counting out loud, repeating the words deeper and deeper after each number. And each time you say the number and each time you say the words deeper and deeper, your mind is becoming twice as deeply relaxed, 10 times as deeply relaxed, sinking down into a wonderful state of deep trance. And as you do this, you'll find that that voice and those numbers relaxing you so deeply that you quickly lose the numbers, lose the ability and desire to keep on counting down. Beginning now, 100, deeper and deeper, that's it, relaxing your voice twice as deeply, 10 times as deeply, losing those numbers, forgetting, leaving them behind. Voice becoming weaker, fainter. Letting the numbers fade away, leaving them behind. Your mind is silent, calm, tranquil. Enjoying the deepest level of trance, losing those numbers. You just don't need to do anything else, nothing else for the time being, except sit quietly, silently, relax, and enjoy that fascinating sensation of deep, deep trance. For this assignment, you must go out to a sex toy store and you must buy yourself the most realistic looking cock you can find. I want you to make sure that the cock that you buy is the type of material where the texture feels like a real cock. I want you to make sure that it also has balls. Make sure that it has veins. So that when you look at that cock, it looks like it's coming off the man. And when you put your lips around that cock, it tastes like skin in your mouth. That is the kind of dildo that you must buy for this assignment. And then you will go to a local store that sells beauty supplies. And you will buy yourself one lipstick tube of Fire Engine Red. Lipstick. Don't buy something cheap. Buy something that's either medium or high quality so that the lipstick will be soft and silky against your lips. You'll find that when you buy cheaper lipstick, it can oftentimes be tacky and dry your lips out. So get a good quality lipstick, really dark red or bright red. And I want you to take that dildo and that new lipstick home. And I want you to get dressed in something that makes you feel ultra sexy. You must be wearing a pair of feminine panties. And then I want you to go into your bathroom. And I want you to apply your makeup. Make yourself look as sexy as possible. After all, this assignment will take place in front of a mirror. When you look into that mirror, I want you to feel as sexy as you are. So do the best job that you can.
You love the way you feel.
And once you're all dressed up and ready, I want you to take a mirror into your bedroom. A full-length mirror, if possible. Grab the largest mirror in your house that you can move. And I want you to prop the mirror up so that you can lean that cock against the mirror.
Sucking and stroking.
And I want you to hold that dildo against the mirror,
right,
looking at your reflection, and I want you to look deep into your eyes. Imagine that in front of you is that tall, beautiful man, and he's looking down into your eyes. What does he see? I want you to show him some hungry eyes. I want you to raise your eyebrows at him and flirt with him in the mirror. And exactly what you see in your reflection is exactly what he's seeing as he's looking down on you. And I want you to look up to his cock, and I want you to take your hand and wrap your hand around it. And I want you to begin to stroke it. You tickle it with your fingertips. Imagine that it's getting harder.
You want to be a cum
and harder.
Sucking and stroking.
You're wrapping your hands around the shaft, and I want you to take your tongue. And I want you to flutter your tongue over the tip of that cock. And then I want you to raise your eyebrow.
Feels so good.
And flirt with that man who's standing in front of you.
Sucking and stroking.
I want you to look into the mirror and I want you to be turned on by what you see in the
taking
mirror.
That cock deeper,
sexy
deeper
woman that you are. With a cock at the
more
tip of your lips.
The more deep you
want
to put
and then I want you to reach down and I want you to play with that little clit of yours.
The more you relax,
men love to see the woman they're having sex with. Masturbate. So I want you to put on a show. While you're masturbating yourself and masturbating that cock with your hand.
Cock sucking.
I want you to imagine that that man is watching you and he's getting harder and harder. And he's so turned on while you're rubbing your clit and your breasts.
And you love
You like that? Your little clit's getting nice and hard, isn't it?
It feels so good to be nasty.
And then I want you to wrap your lips around that cock.
Nasty little whore.
And I want you to suck on that cock. And notice that your red lipstick is getting all over it.
There's
nothing sexier than that.
Sucking and
red lipstick wrapped around a cock. I want you to suck. Suck on that cock. Wrap your lips around the shaft. Leaning your head in and out and out. Taking that cock as deep into your throat as you can. And notice that as you continue this exercise, you become more and more turned on by your reflection in the mirror, as does the man who's looking down at you. And the longer you continue to suck and stroke, the more realistic that cock will become. I want you to practice this. Exercise at least 15 minutes every day.
You little cock.
And I want you to practice every day, and every day I want you to try something
you
new.
Wanna be a cum whore.
Try licking it like a lollipop.
Sucking and stroking.
Try raking it lightly with your teeth.
Deeper and deeper into your
try popping it in and out of your mouth. Try sucking on it really hard. Try sucking on it really soft. Try fluttering your tongue all the way from the base up to the head.
Sucking and stroking.
Try sucking on the balls. Feel them in your
taking
mouth.
That cock deeper,
try
deeper
taking it in deeper and deeper.
The more you
I want you to practice taking it in as deep as you can. And when you feel like you're about to gag, just relax and hold it in your mouth as long as you can. And you'll find the more that you practice, the easier it will become. Try twisting your head while you're sucking.
Cock sucking.
Roll your head around on top of it.
That's right.
Wrap your lips around it and suck hard.
Sucking slut.
Tighten your lips around it and then make them soft.
The
kiss it. Blow on it.
So good to be nasty.
Be creative. Be imaginative.
Lower.
Love that cock that you're sucking. And even more so, love that reflection that you see in the mirror. And the more you practice, the more natural it'll feel for you.
Licking and tasting.
The more you'll be able to see yourself
as
a woman
red
sitting on the other side of that cock. And you'll know exactly what that man on the other side is going to be looking down at. It'll make you more comfortable for real experience. You absolutely love to suck cock, don't you? Such a good little cock sucker. And this practice and this exercise daily is going to become an obsession for you. Now when your little pussy's dead, starts to pre-cum. I want you to take that cum with your finger and I want you to smear it all over that cup. And I want you to taste it.
You little cum whore.
And when it's time for you to cum, I want you to cum all over that cup. And imagine that your cum was your pussy juices squirting all over that cup. And then I want you to take it into your mouth. You love the taste of cum on me, don't you? I want you to take it in your mouth and I want you to swallow every last drop. Licking that cup clean.
Sucking and stroking and fluttering your tongue.
It tastes wonderful, doesn't it?
Deeper into your mouth.
You love the taste of cock in your mouth.
The more deep you want
to breathe. You love to swallow cum.
The more you practice.
And the more you practice, the more you are upset at having a real cock in your mouth. And the next time an opportunity presents itself for you to suck, you're going to find yourself trying all those new techniques.
Cock sucking.
You'll find that you'll be more comfortable. You'll be more creative because you'll have lots of cock sucking experience. If it's your first time and somebody asks you how much experience you have, you can just tell a little white lie. Tell them you have more than enough experience to please them. Send them over the edge. And now go out and find that dildo already so you can start practicing your cock-sucking skills.